Time for another community spotlight here on 88.1 MyFM and LanarkLeadsToday.ca. Bob Perot with you. Very pleased to be joined by Algonquin College's Lisa Benoit. And Lisa, why don't you tell the people what you do?
Yeah, sure. So I'm the manager for Community Employment Services in Perth. Community Employment Services operates a number of Employment Ontario funded sites for Renfrew and Lanark counties. So we have locations in Perth, Pembroke, and Eganville.
And how long has this been going on? It's been a while.
Yeah, so Algonquin's had some measure of employment services in the community for well over 30 years. Operating under various names. So Community Employment Services is our most recent iteration, and we've been delivering services in those locations for, again, well over 30 years.
Amazing. And lots of connections have been made. It's been obviously very successful, or it wouldn't have lasted three decades.
Yeah, exactly. And I think, from time to time, we do like to remind the community about who we are and who we serve. I think sometimes there's some misperceptions about who can access services. So as our name suggests, we are community focused. We help people who are leaving high school and looking for their first job, or people who are, in their 50s who are in the middle of a career transition. So, we really do serve all job seekers in our community, whether it's Lanark County or Renfrew County.
Which I think is amazing. And also, people just tend to think, they hear these types of things and they think, well, it's just for the people who are looking for jobs, but you help employers as well.
We do, absolutely. And I think also just to backtrack a little bit around who's looking for jobs, you don't have to be unemployed to access services. So we do have a number of individuals who are just, in the midst of a job change. They're maybe underemployed and looking for new work. So you don't actually have to be unemployed to access services. And for employers, absolutely. We help employers by posting positions, directly referring candidates. We set up community job fairs for employers that are hiring. And we also have a number of programs regarding wage subsidy and training incentives for employers.
So let's go back to the employee then, the person who's the job seeker there. Run us through a little bit about what they can expect when they begin the process and contact you.
Yeah, the first step is really sitting down with the person, because it's not, everyone is facing job search in a very different way. So we will sit down with the person to find out, first and foremost, what are their goals and what are maybe some potential barriers to employment. So for some, it might just be, I just need a new resume and I need some help connecting to a new employer. For others, there might be some pieces that they need to get first. So perhaps there's some education that's missing and they're looking at retraining before they start a new career. So we'll meet with them and look at really an individual return to work plan. And that could span a couple short appointments, or that could be a longer level of service.
It's really important that people know there is no one size fits all.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Everyone's situation is different. Everyone's goals are different. And as a result, their services received will be different.
And you can say the same for the employers, because not each employer, even if they're in the same line of work, same industry or whatever, they're not looking for the exact same thing either when it comes to potential employees.
Yeah, and every position's very different. So there's a lot of positions where, employers are struggling to find some appropriate training for their staff. Onboarding looks different at every place of employment. So we can help remove some of those barriers for employers as well.
And I imagine those employers over the years become partners and you learn a lot from them, and it helps you shape what you're doing in the future.
They really do. And I don't think we can say enough about the important role that small businesses play in communities like ours. They really are shaping, the next generation of workers. They're providing, really stable career opportunities for people who want to live, work, play in Lanark County and Renfrew County. And they really have become partners to us in helping us, transition clients into new opportunities.
Is there any more important information you want to make sure our listeners know before we let you go?
No, I think really what's important is that, services are free and they are available to anyone that's seeking employment. So again, you don't have to be unemployed to access services, whether you're, 18 looking for your first job or whether you're 65 looking at a second career. If you're looking for work, just pop into a community employment services office near you.
If people would like to find a little bit more information, Lisa, what's the best bet for them?
Yeah, you can either call one of the office locations. So again, we do have offices in Perth, Pembroke, and Eganville, or you can just go online at algonquincollege.com/CES.
Lisa, I have a feeling this will not be our last conversation. I want to thank you so much for coming in today.
Perfect. Thanks for having me.